Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Here in the Lone Star State, we hear and talk a lot about the cattle industry. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples with us today to talk about another livestock industry.
Well, we're all proud of being number one in the Lone Star State. And the good news is that Texas actually has more bison herds and ranches than any other state in our country. For 119 years, bison have been ranch-raised in Texas. But at one point, we almost lost the American bison. By 1885, there were fewer than 1,000 bison in the U.S. of A. Kind of hard to believe. But thanks to the efforts of early ranchers like Charles Goodnight in West Texas, who established closely guarded breeding programs, bison herds have replenished and are once again thriving with more than 450,000 head in North America.
So how does bison compare to other kinds of meat?
Well, bison meat is a healthy option for many Texans. What we eat today is farm-raised bison, which still offers the same health advantages as other wild ancestors. Typically, bison are raised on pasture that produces lean and healthy meat.
I understand they get special recognition this week.
Well, that's right. The 83rd Texas Legislature has declared the first week of May as Texas Bison Week. In fact, the week-long celebration kicks off today with the Texas Bison Association's annual conference in Austin. Texas has many things to celebrate, and we're always proud to promote the heritage of the Lone Star State.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.